Title: Stack Jungle Pad with DJ Friendly Structure in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build a proper jungle pad stack in Ableton Live 12 that actually works in a raggle-leaning drum and bass tune. Not just nice vibes, but a pad that helps tension, supports the key, and stays DJ friendly. Clean mix in, clean mix out, and no moments where a DJ is beat matching and your harmony suddenly trips them up. We're going advanced, but still practical. Three layers, one macro-controlled pad command center, and an arrangement blueprint at 172 BPM that you can drop into real sessions. First, the setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Pick a key that plays well with jungle mood, F minor or G minor are classics for that warm dark sound system weight. Then create four main groups: drums, bass, music, and effects. Inside music, create a group called pads. That pads group is going to become your pad rack hub. Now do the DJ part early, before you get attached to the vibe. Drop locators in arrangement view. Intro start, mix in point, breakdown, drop, and mix out point. This sounds boring, but it's how you end up with music that mixes like a tool, not a demo. Quick coach note. Think like a DJ, not like a producer. DJs need predictable phrase starts, so keep the very first downbeat of a phrase stable. Save your identity moments like filter opens, voicing flips, or extra shimmer for mid-phrase. Think bar 5, bar 13, bar 21 so the blend stays smooth. Now we build the three-layer pad stack. Layer 1 is the warm body. Create a MIDI track named Pad Body. Add waveatable. For oscillator 1, start with a saw. For oscillator 2, add a sine or triangle, but keep it low in the mix. This is thickness, not sub. Turn on unison. Classic mode, 4 voices, and keep the amount around 20-35%. You want width, but not phase soup. Add a low pass filter, LP24. Start the cutoff somewhere around 600 Hz to maybe 1.5k Hz. Keep it lower at first because we'll automate it later. Add a bit of drive on the filter, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just enough to make the harmonics feel glued. Set the amp envelope, attack around 30 to 80 milliseconds so it blooms instead of clicking. Decay 1.5 to 3 seconds, sustain down a bit like minus 6 to minus 12 dB and a longer release, 2 to 6 seconds, so it trails nicely in breakdowns. Then add chorus ensemble, set it to ensemble mode, amount 25 to 40%, and keep the rate slow 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. That's the liquid air, without sounding like a trance supersaw. Finally, EQ 8, high pass at 120 to 200 Hz. This is non-negotiable in drum and bass. If it feels muddy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Goal for this layer: a warm harmonic bed that stays out of the sub lane. Layer 2 is the air and motion. Create another MIDI track, pad air, add operator. Keep it simple. Oscillator A as sine or triangle, oscillator B as a quieter saw, slightly detuned. You're making presence, not power. Add auto filter and set it to bandpass. Put the frequency somewhere like 1.2 to 3 kHz, resonance around 0.8 to 1.4. Now turn on the LFO and set the rate to half a bar or one bar. Keep the amount subtle, 10 to 25%. This is that slow, breathing movement that reads even when everything else is loud. Then add phaser flanger, set to phaser. Rate super slow, 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. Feedback 10 to 25%, amount 15 to 35. The key here is controlled movement. We want shimmer and drift, not seasickness. Add utility and widen it, 130 to 170%. This is your wide layer, but remember, wide doesn't mean every frequency wide. We'll manage that later. Bowl for this layer, stereo movement that still cuts through when the body layer is filtered down. Layer 3 is the grit and noise texture, the rag-friendly dust. Create a MIDI track, pad grit, load simpler in classic mode. Drag in vinyl noise, crowd ambience, field recording, or even a short atmospheric loop. Turn on loop, inside simpler, keep warp off their simpler playback is stable. We don't need extra time stretch artifacts unless you specifically want them. Use simpler's filter as a high pass around 400 to 800 Hz. This layer should never be carrying low mid weight. It's vibe and texture. Add saturator, analog clip mode, drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. You're going for system haze, not harsh fuzz. Add auto pan, subtle, rate 1 bar, amount 10 to 20%, and set phase to 180 degrees so it creates stereo motion, rather than obvious volume wobble. Optional, but powerful. Make it breathe with the drums. You can use gate side chained from your break bus or drum bus, so the noise layer tucks on hits. If you do, Set it so its natural return around 150 to 250 milliseconds. Alternatively, if you want something less choppy than a gate, use auto filter with an envelope follower sidechained from the drums, so drum hits open the filter slightly. That gives you reactive texture without obvious pumping. Goal for this layer: controlled dirt that makes the pad feel alive and genre-rooted. Now we unify all of this into one jungle pad rack control system. Select the three pad tracks and group them into pads. Then, on the pads, group bus itself. Add an audio effect rack. Yes, on the group because we want global control. Inside that rack, add EQ8 for cleanup, glue compressor for light cohesion, saturator for tone density, and utility for width control. Now map macros. Here's a strong layout. Macro 1. Tone or LP open. Map it to the pad body filter cutoff and the pad air auto filter frequency. This becomes your main intro to drop macro. Macro 2. Motion. Map it to the air layer auto filter LFO amount and the body chorus amount. Macro 3. Grit. Map it to the grit saturator drive and optionally the body filter drive if you want it to thicken under pressure. Macro 4. Width. Map it to the air layer utility width and also the group utility width. Macro 5. Space. Map it to a reverb send amount, or if you're using a reverb directly, map the dry slash wet. Macro 6. Duck. Map it to your sidechain compressor threshold, so you can make the pad step back harder in the drop. Suggested group settings. On EQ8, high pass around 120 to 160 Hz. If the top is harsh, do a gentle shelf down above 10 to 12 kHz. Glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 ms. Release auto and aim for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. Saturator, drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on, and trim the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Utility, consider monoing the lows, either keep width tighter overall, or if you want strict control, set bass mono below around 120 Hz. Now let's write the pad parts so it sounds like jungle and doesn't ruin the mix. In drum and bass, especially with raga elements, pads work best with simple, strong harmony and slow rhythm. A solid example in F minor is FM 9 to DB Maj 7 to EB, 6 to C7 sus, or C7 if you want more pull. Use bar long chords or even 2 bars per chord. Keep voicings mid to high, aim your lowest chord tones around F3 to C4. Avoid heavy low notes. Let the bass own the root. Producer to producer tip. Try chord partials for the drop. That means remove the root from the pad chord. Sometimes even remove the third. And let the bass and vocal vibe define the mood. The pad suggests harmony instead of stating it. Program long notes, 1 to 2 bars, with slight overlap so it feels legato. Then add a little lift chord right before the drop, maybe the last half bar, or assess a major tension moment quietly, so it builds pressure, without shouting. Now we make the arrangement DJ friendly. This is where you stop thinking like song sections and start thinking like mix points and energy ladders. At 172 BPM, 16 bars is about 22 seconds. A live DJs love 32 bar intros and outros, because it's about 45 seconds of clean blend time. So if you can, go 32. If you do only 16, make it extremely clear and minimal. Not too many chord changes, not too many FX tails. Here's a blueprint. Intro, 16 to 32 bars. For the first 8 to 16 bars, define a harmonic neutral zone. Use a single chord drone, a two-note interval like 5th plus 9th, or sus chord. This is your mix and safe section, where two tracks can overlap keys without sounding wrong. Then mid-intro, bring in light break elements, a hat loop, maybe a quiet ghost break, and a tiny dub siren or vocal ear candy, but keep it controlled. Breakdown. 8 to 16 bars. Strip the kick and sub. Let the pad become the song. Make it wire, more space, and this is where your raga ear candy lives. Vocal shots, horn stabs into echoes, little tape stop style moments if that's your thing, but don't overfill it. Drop. 32 to 64 bars. The pad stays present, but it gets tucked. That means lower volume by 2 to 5 dB, filter it a bit, and increase ducking so drums and bass dominate. Outro, 16 to 32 bars. Remove bass early. Keep drums steady. Keep the pads simpler and less wide than the breakdown. If you want personality, do a single dub wash send hit every 8 bars rather than constant movement. Make it easy for the next tune. Now, automation moves. Do these on the macro so it feels like performance, not surgery. Intro filter open. Start macro 1 low and open it gradually over 16 bars. Smooth ramps, not jagged steps. Pre-drop tension. increase motion slightly, and push space on the last two bars, then hard cut the space at the drop. That cut is impact, drop tuck, lower pad volume, increase duck, and maybe narrow width slightly so the center clears up for snare and bass. Breakdown widen. Push width up in the breakdown, then narrow back at the drop, and here's a big workflow win. Automation hygiene. Put your pad rack automation lanes together so you can see them at once. Then add a single pad master clip in session view with your favorite macro positions, so you can live test how it feels before committing. You'll catch weird ramps and overdone motion immediately. Now the mix discipline. Making the pad sit with rolling drums and sub. On the pads group, add a compressor for sidechain ducking, sidechain input from drums, or even just the snare group if you want it cleaner. Attack 3 to 10 ms. Release 120 to 250 ms. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on hits. Advanced. More musical ducking. Stack 2 compressors lightly. One keyed from snare only with a fast release and small gain reduction, so the pad blinks on the snare. The second keyed from full drums with a slower release so the pad breathes with the groove. Two light touches beats one heavy pump. After ducking, use EQ to carve the conflicts. If it fights bass body, notch around 180 to 350 Hz. If it masks snare snap, a small dip around 2 to 4 Khz. And if you want to go deeper, use EQ in M/S mode. High pass the mid a bit higher, like 160 to 220 Hz. To keep the center clean for snare and bass harmonics. Be careful keeping too much low mid in the sides, only keep it if it stays clean and mono compatible, and do the mono test. Throw utility on the master, set width to 0%, and listen. If your pad becomes thin or disappears, reduce chorus and phaser depth on the widest layer and make sure your mid channel is carrying the chord.